another chapter, and that too the review of the whole gamut of emerging technology in trade finance. Our objective in this chapter is to understand the key technologies such as blockchain, AI, IoT, and big data, that their application in trade finance, and also to analyze the regulatory policy framework supporting the technological evolution in trade finance in India as well as globally, and assess the opportunities and risk associated with adopting this new technology. Only with this limited focus, we will start our discussion covering in our presentation, the case for digitalization in trade finance, role of key technologies, government and regulatory support, fintech disruption in trade finance, and finally the security, privacy and legal consideration and the future outlook of this framework legally. Now, as I said, technology that you can say it may be blockchain, then artificial intelligence, IoT, or application that is API, smart contract, and digital payment infrastructures are redefining the landscape. The policymakers and the regulators in India, particularly RBI, DGFT, and ECGC, they promote the digital trade finance through the platforms like Trades for MSME, IceGate, then eBRC, and the account aggregator ecosystem. Let us understand one by one. First, the case for the digitalization in trade finance. What happens? You know the paper trade finance. But when it comes to digitalization of the trade finance, that becomes necessary to address certain inefficiencies and the risk which is embedded in the traditional system, which obviates the manual documentation. Disruption may happen due to delayed processing, fragmented systems, that is standalone systems, and relying on the physical paperwork contribute to increased cost, operational risk, reduced access to finance, then particularly for SMEs. This digitalization, under digitalization, it offers a strategic solution to modernize and simplify the trade, which covers all these risk of the delay in processing transaction. And there are certain drivers who can put together, they can reduce this kind of delay or this kind of risk. Okay. And these drivers are in digitalization consist of, one is the speed and efficiency. That has to be reduced. Speed is to be increased. Efficiency is to be increased. Okay. Under transparency and traceability, here, blockchain and digital ledgers is giving end-to-end visibility to the transaction. And because of that, it reduces the fraud and improving the trust between the counterparties. That is transparency and traceability. Then regulatory compliance. Regulatory compliance, due to the digital transformation or digital platform, there is a more accuracy, real-time helping the financial institution to comply with complex regulatory requirement, which includes KYC and AML. Then financial inclusion. By reducing the reliance on the physical collateral, the manual underwriting digital trade finance platform expands success to underserved segment, especially SMEs. Cost reduction. Because of this, since everything is available on the platform and there will be no paper, then simultaneously everything, all cost will be reduced. Institution like ICC, WTO, they advocates for adoption of digital standards like EUCP, MLETR, that we have seen, right? And the initiative in India like TRADES for MSME and ICS by DGFT, and the account aggregator framework exemplify the country's commitment to the digital trade finance ecosystem. There are certain challenges in the traditional trade finance. But these challenges, how it can be helped to remove these challenges by technology, that you can see here in this table. Number one is a delay due to the paperwork and courier. This challenge is removed because of e-documents and digital signatures. Second one is a fraudulent transactions. The fraudulent transaction can be identified under the blockchain-led secure records. Then lack of SME access to the trade credits. SMEs access to trade credits. Because of digitalization, onboarding on alternate credit scoring is very much possible due to technology. Then limited transparency in supply chain. Real-time data and IoT tracking helps to transparency in helps to maintain the transparency in supply chain in large manner, right, to the large extent, and high compliance cost. KYC and AML tools reduce the cost of compliance, right? Then role of key technologies in trade finance. What are the roles of the technologies in trade finance? Emerging technologies are playing a transformative role in modernizing the trade finance operations. These innovations are nothing but, first one is a blockchain, which ensures the tamper-proof record and reduces the fraud and accelerates the settlement process. Next one will be artificial intelligence, because artificial intelligence algorithms are used for fraud detection, credit scoring, and customer due diligence. Machine learning enhances the risk of analysis by learning from large volume of the trade data. In case of IoT, that is Internet of Things, this device monitors the shipment and the goods in transit, providing real-time data that helps to ensure contractual compliance and support just-in-time financing. Then big data analytics is another tool. Big data and analytics is an extract of insight from the massive trade-related data sets to support the smarter decision-making, risk mitigation, and customer behavior predictions. Prediction also can be read due to the analytics. Then robotic process automation, RPA. Routine process like document verification, invoice matching, compliance check. Because of this robotic process, it has increased the speed and its accuracy. Then another tool is digital identity system, like eKYC. This streamlines onboarding and verification process. This reduces the delay and increasing reliability in customer data. Smart contract. These are self-executing contracts, automatically enforces agreed upon terms, reduces the reliance on intermediaries and minimizing disputes in the trade agreement. Now, cloud computing. Cloud computing enables the secure platform for digital collaboration among stakeholders, including banks, exporters, logistic providers, and regulator, because of storage of the data. Then cybersecurity. Cybersecurity ensures the safety of the trade data. Then comes the quantum computing, which is future potential. Though still it is quantum computing promises dramatically accelerate the data processing, particularly in cryptography and financial modeling. This is getting speed for its computing. Then government and regulatory support in India. What are the type of support granted by the government in India? One is the Reserve Bank of India. Reserve Bank of India has been instrumental in introducing the framework for use of electronic platforms in trade finance. This includes trade receivable discounting system, that is trade, to promote the liquidity of MSME. Then Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, IEC, that is ICEGATE, IEC, ICEGATE, BRC. These mechanisms are developed in electronic forms, which this mechanism for the better transparency and efficiency in export reporting. Ministry of Commerce and Industries, though the policy initiatives such as National Logistic Policy and the schemes like NIRVIK, that is Niryat Rin Vikas Yojana, the ministry supports the risk mitigation and technology-based infrastructure to boost the export. Then Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC. The ICEGATE platform, which facilitates the electronic documentation and data sharing for import-export compliance, significantly reducing the manual bottlenecks due to the initiative of Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs. Then Ministry of Electronic and Information Technology, MEITY, MITI. This ministry promotes the data protection, cyber security standard, and digital public infrastructure such as India Stack, which supports the eKYC, eSign, and digital payments. Okay. Another one is the National Payment Corporation of India, NPCI. NPCI, you know, under UPI, this has developed the real-time payment system. And IMPS, UPI, which are being explored for integration into cross-border and trade finance settlement system. Trade Facilitation Initiative are also another tool. And that initiative, like Digital Port Community System, Electronic Cargo Tracking System, and the Customs Risk Management System, they have helped in reducing the transaction time and cost. This initiative can be summarized here. The first initiative is a TRADES, that is Trade Receivable Discounting System, and its purpose was digitally finance the MSME invoices through the exchanges, that is RXIL and M1 exchange. Second one is the EBRC and EDPMS, IDPMS. The purpose of development of this initiative is electronic data submission and tracking of the forex transactions. ICEGATE and eSanchit, these are the digital documentation for the customs. And account aggregator AA system is for centralized consent-based data sharing to improve the access to the credit. And next one will be the digital rupee, that is CBDC. It is a potential future use of cross-border trade settlement. These are some of the initiative. Now look into the fintech disruption in trade finance. Rapid rise in the fintech companies has led to the profound transformation in the trade finance industry. Traditionally, dominated by the large banks and financial institutions. Trade finance has witnessed a disruption as nimble technology-driven firms introduce the innovative products and the services that enhances the accessibility, efficiency, and transparency. The key areas of the fintech disruption includes alternative financing model. The fintech offer non-traditional trade finance options such as invoice financing, peer-to-peer lending, and crowdfunding for exporters, thereby expanding the access to MSME and underserved segments. So these are some of the alternate financing model rather than the earlier models like bill discounting, bill financing, LCDA discounting, etc. Right? So these are some of the alternative financing model. These disrupt the traditional trade finance options. Then platformization and marketplaces. Digital platforms such as Credex, Drip Capital, Vayna Network, they connect the exporters and financiers in real time, which reduces the intermediation cost and simplifying the onboarding. So where earlier it used to they to talk to each other, they have to send the messages, they have to send the letters, they have to execute the agreement. But these real time, when everything is available and on the platform itself, the buy and sell may happen on this platform. So this marketplace and the platform marketplace platformization helps in a lot of way and saves enormous time for the traders in the trade finance. Now, data-driven credit assessment. Alternative data sources such as e-commerce record, GST filing, logistic data to evaluate the borrower credit worthiness. This enables the immediate and quick inclusion in financing due to the data-driven credit assessment. Then automation and smart workflow. By integrating application-based or APIs, cloud computing, and AI-based decision engines, fintech streamlines the end-to-end trade finance journey from document verification to payment settlement. Then cross-border trade solutions. These cross-border trade solutions consist of some fintechs that offers end-to-end solution for the cross-border trade, integrating the shipping logistic, custom clearance, FX conversion, then insurance into a single digital interface. Now imagine for this here, for these activities, how much time that exporter or importer has to spend. But due to the digitalization or technology, these fintechs offers end-to-end solution for these activities. Then supply chain financing. Fintechs are also revolutionizing the supply chain finance by providing a dynamic discounting, anchor-led program, and deep tier into financing that promotes the liquidity throughout the supply chain. So there is no blockchain. There is no block. And the supply chain happens very quickly. Then security, privacy, and legacy consideration. As the digital technology becomes deeply integrated into the trade finance, this ensuring the security, data privacy, and legal compliance. These concerns are crucial not only for protecting the sensitive financial and commercial data, but also for maintaining the trust and meeting domestic, international and regulatory obligations. In this, the first item is the cyber security. Because, you know, the trade finance is exposed to the cyber threat, including data breaches, ransomware, phishing and fraud. Cyber security is essential for that. See, organization must implement, to avoid all these things, a robust cyber security protocol, like encryption of multi-factor authentication and continuous monitoring and secured API. Then data privacy regulations. As the trade finance involves the exchange of sensitive information across the border, the compliance with the trade privacy law, such as India's Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023, GDPR in the EU, and the other regional framework is critical. FinTech and financial institution is required to ensure the lawful data processing, user consent, and the secure data storage. Then legal validity of digital documents. Bill of lading, invoices, letter of credit, etc. are forced to issue in digital form. Legal. And these documents are legal documents. So, it depends on the national law recognition of the digital contracts, even if it has to be traded on the digital platform. India has adopted the elements of UNCITRAL, that is, Model Law on Electronic Transferable Record, through the Information Technology Act 2000, but broader adoption of harmonization remains ongoing. Then cross-border jurisdiction. The international trade finance often involves multiple jurisdictions, raising the complex legal questions. It raises the dispute. Digital signature is an issue and the document is the recognition. But legal framework should be aligned in such a manner that the digital documents resolve the cross-border legal inconsistencies. Then intellectual property and technology contract. FinTech platforms should address the IP right, which relates to the proprietary algorithm and software tools and the blockchain protocols. Contracts which are governing platform uses, the data sharing must be clearly indicate or delineate the right and responsibility among the stakeholder. Regulatory oversight is also legally seen, and the Indian authorities, including the RBI, SEBI and MeitY, have been issued a guidelines on digital payments, cyber security and data protection. Regulatory sandboxes provides an avenue for firms to rest innovations under supervision. Now the future outlook. The future outlook of the trade finance is poised to be fundamentally transferred by emerging technology. Traditional system becomes increasingly unsustainable because trade is rapidly evolving the global economy, digital tools, and that becomes a central to every aspect of the trade finance value chain, from onboarding and documentation to credit, the assessment and real-time payment system. The future trade outlook includes: 1. Interoperability of digital platform. This is a collaboration among the global and regional digital trade platforms, likely to improve seamless data exchange, transaction processing across jurisdiction and system. 2nd trend is a mainstream adoption of the digital trade document, global acceptance of the standard, global acceptance of the standards such as UNICITRAL, MLETR, and widespread legal recognition of the electronic trade documents will accelerate the paperless trade. Next one will be artificial intelligence and predictive analytics. Artificial intelligence and predictive analytics. This will play a major role in automatic decision making, identifying fraud, predicting the payment defaults, and optimizing the supply chain financing. The another trend is embedded finance and API ecosystem. What is this embedded finance? Fintechs will be embedded financial services directly into the trade platform. Logistic portals, ERP system, using open banking APIs, creating an integrated trade finance and experience is very much required to under this. Then sustainable trade finance. Technology will enable the ESG, that is environmental, social and governance scoring of the trade transaction. This will allow the institution to finance the greener and socially responsible trade activities. Okay, another one is increased role of central bank digital currencies, that is CBDIC. CBDCs can provide an efficient and secure way of settling the cross-border trade payments, reducing the dependence on traditional banking channel, and mitigation of currency conversion risk. Coming down to next one is the decentralization of the finance. Decentralized finance. What is this decentralized finance application? This is nothing but while still in the initial stage, the DEFI, that is decentralized finance, could offer a new model of trustless blockchain-based financing structure for global trade participants. Friends, with this, we conclude our discussion on transformation and digitalization of the trade techniques. Thank you very much.